Labor and Commerce will now come to order. It is Friday, March 30th, 3:25 p.m. President or Representative Thompson, Sadler, Olson, and Holmes. We expect at least one more. And Representative Johnson. We do have a quorum to conduct business. We have three items on the calendar today, two are bills. One is the review of the appointees to the various boards and commissions. First item on the calendar is House Bill 266, naturopathy, and it's being held over. We're waiting for the final CS. Should be able to put this to bed next week. Next item on the calendar is House Bill 269. Oops.
Nope.
No, you're right. That's the last item on the calendar. That's why we have Mike and James sit here for a while. Next item will be the review and referral of the appointees to boards and commissions, and I would like Conrad Jackson to join us at the table from my office, and he will take it from there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Conrad Jackson, staff to Representative Olson. All the members have before them a copy of a memo to the chief clerk listing the appointees to the various boards and commissions and listing their different both appointment dates and different terms that they've served. All the members have taken the opportunity to review resumes and so far have expressed no concerns with the qualifications of any of the appointees I'm about to read. And at this time, I will read each one of the boards and each one of the appointees into the record. And once we've completed that, we'll have a letter to that memo to the clerk to pass around, asking all the members to sign that. And I believe, as we all know, a signature on that memo does not signify any members' vote for or against an appointee. This is only to refer these appointees to a joint session. And I'll apologize at the beginning here in case I butcher anyone's name. Appointed to the Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy is Karen Brewer Tarver and Wayne Dawn. To the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Ethan Billings and Ellen Ganley. To the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, David Hale, Colin Menard, Richard Rurick, and Kathleen Shedler.
Mr. Chairman, I believe that's Maynard, not Menard.
Maynard,
sorry. Not to be confused. I wouldn't have pointed that out other than the fact I don't want to be confused with a member of the other body.
Thank you, Representative Johnson.
And we don't want to be corrected by Colin when he comes down.
That's right. That's right. Probably more importantly.
I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson through the chair. Next, we have the State Assessment Review Board. Appointed is James Mosley. To the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, Jeray Cruz, Brittany Hutchison, Kevin McKinley, and Deanna Cruz. To the Board of Chiropractic Examiners, we have Dr. James Heston and Renee Robinson. To the Alaska Labor Relations Agency, Tyler Andrews, Matthew McSorley. To the Board of Marine Pilots, Robert Richmond. To the Board of Marital and Family Therapy, the very Reverend John Dowling. To the Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, we have Cheryl Corrick. To the Board of Nursing, Rochelle Lehrer and Denise Valentine. To the Occupational Safety and Health Review Board, we have James Montgomery Jr. and Timothy Sharp. To the Board of Examiners of Optometry, Dr. Forrest Messerschmidt. To the Board of Pharmacy, John Cotter, Lori DeVito, Christopher Kim, and Theodore Mala Jr. To the State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board, David Carey, Kathleen Lind, and James Peretti. To the Board of Professional Counselors, we have Lillian Mitchell. To the Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, Al Levy, Christian Muntin, and Joel Wyman. to the Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, Lance Cook. To the Real Estate Commission, we have Anita Bates and Stacy Reisner. To the Board of Social Work Examiners, we have Marilyn Kerr. To the Board of Veterinary Examiners, Dr. Nelson Pretty II and Dr. Tamara Rose. To the Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, Stefan Hagedorn and James Rhodes. And to the Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, Charles Collins Jr., Linda Hutchings, Amy Steele, Richard Trainee Jr., and Patricia Vollendorf. And that completes the list, Mr. Chairman.
I maybe missed it, but did you read the Board of Professional Counselors? I thought you'd skip that one.
He came back up to it.
Oh, he'd bounced back up to it. Okay.
Getting ready to jump on me.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the list that I have is in just a little different format than what you have in the memo before you, just for formatting's sake.
And I think at this time we'll open it up to public testimony. Is there anybody in the room that would care to testify on any of these appointees? Seeing none, is there anybody online? There's nobody online. We'll close out public testimony. And any questions from the committee? Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not a question so much as a comment. We thank you. As you was mentioned earlier, you brought this list to our attention several times, and we ran through it, and I ran it by a few members of my caucus, and nobody had any concerns. Of course, that doesn't mean that nothing will arise between now and the end of session, but from our initial due diligence, everybody looks to be perfectly acceptable for the boards that they're on, and I would like to, besides saying that, just thank everybody who's put their name forward. I know it's takes a lot of time for people to step forward and serve on these boards and commissions, and I want to thank all the people for agreeing to serve.
I'd like to share your sentiments. I think we're blessed that we have people that actually want to volunteer for some of these commissions. And with the constraints that they're putting on people, similar to the hoops that we have to jump through, it's, I'm still amazed that we can find people.
Yeah.
But
and grateful.
Representative Salmon,
thank you.
Who has some familiarity with this issue as a former third floor worker.
Thank you. You're stealing my thunder, both of you. But for the, not a question, but a comment. I did do service in the boards and commissions, and many names that I'm seeing before me here, and mostly the reappointments, are very familiar. And just kudos to those folks for their willingness to provide volunteer service with all the disclosure requirements. That's very considerate. And to those that work so hard to find these names. Mm-hmm. I do have some little general concern. I know that there's term limits, whether they're in the bylaws or practice, in some cases or statutes. And those are good to get the blood circulating and get new blood into the boards. I did see a couple folks who are, I'm going to call, retire rehires, who have served their term limit, stood out, and came back. That's mm-hmm. certainly legal and appropriate. I would encourage third floor, remember there, to look for new people. After 10, 12, 13 years of service, people have given a lot, but it might be time to let other folks have a turn. And having seen only five or six people from Jugaki River, I know there's lots of good people that could step in. So,
thanks. Representative Thompson.
Thank you. I follow along with Representative Sadler on the fact that the term limits are in. I noticed that a couple of these boards do have term limits of two terms on them. I know of a person that was appointed to take a person's place that dropped off the board, and it was right at the end of that person's term. They were on the board for like 2 months, and that was the end of the first term, and now they've served their term, but that counts as two terms. Mm. So it's like they didn't get the use of that person the way they should have. It was didn't start as their two terms when they have two full terms. It ended up with a 1 month or whatever of one term and then a full term on the second. So it is kind of amazing the way that they need to take a look at some of these things and make sure that they don't lose the use of a very worthy person to be on a board.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough is coming to grips with the same issue. And I think it's getting close to being resolved. If it hasn't been resolved while I've been down here, but same thing. And you have people that are serving extremely short terms, and you're having, it's just a roll of the dice, but they're trying to figure out how to best handle that issue, and we probably ought to take a look at it, too. But I don't think we have enough time left this
session. No, I'm not worried about this year. I want to go home.
Representative Johnson. Max wants you to come
nothing
home.
Nothing really wants me to come home.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move in confirmation of appointees referred to the House Labor and Commerce Standing Committee for consideration to the joint session of the House and Senate for consideration. I'd also like to note that a member's signature on the report in no way reflects a member's vote during the joint session.
Seeing no opposition, we'll take a break of ease while we sign the letter. We're back on the record. Last item on the agenda today is House Bill 269. We heard this March 14th, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. I'd like to bring James back up, I guess. Are you doing, or is Mike, or both of you? You going to play a tag team? Or
just me, Mr. Chairman.
Please state your name and affiliation, and welcome back.
Thank you. I'm James R. Waldo, staff to Representative Lindsey Holmes. Mr. Chairman, I'm sure many of you have heard at length about HB 269 already. Just a quick recap, it has to do with condominium developments, and it makes a small tweak to state law that comes out of the National Uniform Act so we can keep projects moving ahead here in the state.
And actually, we had lots of public testimony on it, too, as I recall.
Exactly.
Any questions for James? Why don't you stay there just in case? And we still have public testimony open, I believe. Is there anybody else in the room that would care to testify? Mike, you want to testify? No? Lynn? Nope. Anybody online? Public testimony is closed. It brings it back to the committee for discussion. Seeing none.
Before I do my tabling motion? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move HB 269 out of committee with individual recommendations, and I don't believe there's a fiscal note.
And seeing no opposition, this bill will move out of committee, and we will adjourn at 3:40.